A Wellington nightclub worker says he reported one of the individuals at the centre of a raft of sexual assault allegations to the police 3 months ago. A police investigation has been launched after multiple accusations of rape, sexual assaults and predatory behaviour by a group of musicians surfaced on social media. It comes amid revelations the capital's entertainment district has the highest rate of assaults and sexual assaults in the country. Our reporter Harry Locke has been following this story. And a warning, his report does contain some distressing content.
The nightlife worker, who was asked to remain anonymous, has been working on Wellington's main nightlife strip for 8 months. 3 months ago, he encountered a group of men at one of the bars he worked at. At first, they were polite, but as the night progressed, they became more aggressive and predatory.
Making inappropriate comments or inappropriately touching females or making unwanted advances. There was one time we counted 13 drinks for one female.
The bar worker says the men were warned to rein in their behaviour or risk being thrown out or trespassed.
His behaviour was pretty much exactly the same. To a point, he had pushed a female up in the disabled toilet and was trying to sexually assault her before someone came and got us after hearing this female saying stop. We made entry into a bathroom and had to forcibly remove this male as he became quite aggressive towards us and making threats to basically beat us up and punch us over.
He says he reported the man to the police and trespassed him. But he doesn't know if officers ever followed up. The police would not confirm this report. But the worker has since recognised the men from the online storm of allegations that have surfaced in the past 72 hours. He's shocked by the scale of the allegations, but says much of this behaviour is common.
Groping and buying excessive drinks and becoming kind of predatory and not knowing where to stop is probably a weekly occurrence within the bars, unfortunately. So it's sort of almost viewed as borderline behaviour. There is thoughts that we could have done more, but reality, we've reported it to the police and it's the best we could have done.
The allegations come as a new analysis of police data reveal Wellington's nightlife district has the highest rate of assaults and sexual assaults in the entire country. For assaults, the rate is 10 times higher than the national average. It also found such crimes were most prevalent between 12 and 3 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday mornings. Justin Lester is the government director for data analysis firm .lovesdata. He's been looking over the crime stats and says they're highly concerning.
Wellington assaults and sexual assaults stick out. It does make a bit of sense. It's probably the densest place where you see a lot of drinking and a lot of young people hanging out in a space, so it's kind of right for people to target. But yeah, it's not good.
Wellington Help is a service for survivors of sexual abuse. Their acting chief executive, Sela Luopo, says the figures reflect her daily experience.
The sexual assaults that have been happening have always been happening, and the numbers are always high, and the fact that this has come out is just what's been happening for us. We're constantly having to respond to all these numbers.
In light of the police investigation into the musicians, there have been calls for those with experiences or information to come forward. But she says she's concerned that will be putting pressure on survivors.
I would recommend that if they do want to have a private, anonymous conversation, that they reach out to an agency like ours and we can tell them what the options are. What does the police process look like? What can support look like? And how can we do this safely for you, for your family and whānau?
Police say inquiries are still ongoing and have reiterated their message for anyone with information to contact them. For Checkpoint, Harry Locke.